Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
To Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Those numbers are between you and me and the time of your life. Join me now on the air, and I'll make sure to fulfill all your deepest, darkest fantasies and desires. I want to thank folks who've jumped in early here in the chat room, Dashing and Passion in Words. It's an honor and a privilege to have you in the chat here early on. I hope you're able to hear me. And I am, one of you was asking what my show is about. My show is about bringing sexiness and current events together and in focus. Pretty much anything that you can analyze that happens in society, if you look at it through a sexual lens, you can usually dissect it in a way that makes it seem frivolous and not worth it. Worth getting upset over. You heard telephone and it went blank. Hopefully it's not blank now, because I am unmuted all the way around the board here. Should be able to hear me. Anywho, as I if I didn't say it earlier, I'll say it now. And if I did say it earlier, I'll say it again. Here on Disorderly Conduct, your calls take priority. So we're going to go straight to the phones now from the 609. Please identify yourself, caller.
Hey, it's Dashing, man. I just called in to listen, man, because the thing is...
Oh, you're just listening. My bad. I didn't see your... That's right. Your hand's not up.
So yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
I'll hang out
for a while.
If you want to chime in, throw your hand up. No worries. Chill out. Relax. Enjoy a beverage. Get comfortable. Take your jacket off. Relax.
I will.
All right. If you need anything, just ring, okay?
All right.
That was Dashing, ladies and gentlemen. Dashing, I checked out the tail end of his show there. Speaking of tail, there were some honeys in there. I don't want to name names, but suffice to say, I think I'm following Dashing now on BTR. If I meant to. Hopefully, Dashing, you will be able to follow me as well. See, I'm basically Dashing. I don't know if we've met before, but kind of got this. I'm basically I claim to be is probably the highest rated underground BTR show there is on BTR. I'm technically under the radar here. Welcome, girl from Detroit. Good to have you here, girlfriend. Because I don't know. I don't want to get into my story because it's, you know, the long and short of it is basically my BTR profile has been labeled as explicit. So it will never show up in the regular queue of on-air shows. However, if I have a chat open, you'll see my chat in the chat thing. So if you're smart enough to go down, look down at the bottom right-hand corner and see all the chats that are open, you'll see my name down there. And that means that's how you know I'm on, because you're not going to see me in the regular queue. So I just basically work off of people following me. I encourage you to follow me on BTR. It's Vince in the Bay, obviously. Just click on my profile and follow me. You'll know when I go on the air. I typically go on 11 p.m. Pacific. You guys say you have to call to hear it? Are people having problems hearing this? What the hell is going on here? From what I can tell, I'm broadcasting. Hello? Test 1, 2. Yeah, I mean, try refreshing. Oh, it's buffering. Okay. Yeah, you folks got a lot of... Yeah, BTR has been tripping. Oh, girl from Detroit can hear me. Well, hopefully we'll get passion and words able to connect here. If not passion, you're more than welcome to join us here on the air. 347-826-7667. You don't have to talk either. You can just lay low in the cut as per Dashing at this moment. And then if you feel like chiming in, feel free to press 1 and raise your hand. I enjoy having callers listening in real time, because as you know, there's a slight delay between the chat room and the on-air call-in line. So Dashing has sound now. Fantastic. So Dashing is now listening online and great. Everybody can hear now. This is fantastic. This is great. And all was good in the land. Iconoclast Texas checks in. He has I don't even know. Iconoclast Texas, am I off limits with Donovan? This is so. Yeah, I suppose you're by my powers of deduction, I'm gonna surmise that you are Donovan. Are you not? Either way, I'm following you, Iconoclast Texas, and I'm going to add you on the Facebook, too. I've got a Facebook Blog Talkers thing. I'll add you as a friend. And I've started a little group on Facebook. You probably have one, too, but I just did it for just Blog Talk hosts and guests and listeners and chatters and trolls and whatnot. So accept my friend requests and I will add you to that group, and you can pimp your show on there. It's been helpful for me. When I put it up, I added like 10 people I knew that on Facebook that had Blog Talk shows, and within like I don't know, a half an hour of posting up this group, it leapt to like 30 people. So I'm just always looking to add people to that, and it's great. You go live, people, some people are annoyed by the groups on Facebook. I, to begin with, I don't really like Facebook. All right. I'm kind of a Twitter Nazi, I guess. I don't know. I like Twitter a lot. I wish everybody was on Twitter, but that's not apparently that's not realistic at this point. Sorry, I'm doing two things at once here. I'm trying to type with one hand. But luckily, I have experience doing that. I also have experience taking your calls at 347-826-7667. And oh my, OMG, looks like John Stewart is doing a Glenn Beck impersonation with the chalkboard. That's probably mildly funny. I don't know. I think John Stewart has kind of jumped the shark a long time ago. But there we go. Off Limits accepts the request. So Off Limits, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go over here to the Blog Talkers group, and I got the megaphone on there. I'm all about megaphones, people. And I'm going to add a friend here. And this is going to be Off Limits Show. I'm just going to add that there. So are you folks able to hear me again? I notice people keep refreshing their pages and stuff. Yeah, apparently BTR is just being really buggy and weird. At least I have people in my chat room tonight. Last night, the problem was the what are you talking about, Girl from Detroit? Oh, Girl from Detroit says, I touch myself and I talk about it all the time. Yeah, sorry, passionate words. I think you are a first-time listener, perhaps. I do have a tendency to be kind of perverted at times. I try to be discreet about it, but sometimes I just can't help myself. I just have to get naughty and raunchy, and you know how it is. But ultimately, this is a family show. We're all family here. That being Dashing, Girl from Detroit, Iconoclast, Texas, and Passion in Words. So I caught Debbie's show today, and I found out that she is an avid listener to my program. So Debbie, if you're out there listening to this, I caught your program today. It was you sounded great. You were amazing as per usual, and I was happy to hear that you are a listener of my show. Apparently, she listens to it on podcasts or archive or whatever. So, yet again, another person that confirms that people listen to this in the archives. So, I appreciate all of my podcast listeners. I don't know how to tell you to subscribe to my podcast. Apparently, Debbie knows how to do it. So, find her. She had a great show today. I was very tempted to call in. I was in her chat room, and Debbie, oh man, what is her, Debbie X something. She's like a intuitive life coach type person. Debbie, D-E-B-I it is, it's spelled. But it's more than just Debbie, it's, let me see if I can find her. I'll have to find it. I'm gonna look it up. Once I'm able to locate that, I'll get back to you. Yes, Debbie X Daily. There you go. She's, I want to talk about a sexy woman. She sounds like a MILF, cougar, whatever you want to call it. Which are my favorite. I know she's taken. I'm not gonna embarrass her. I'm not gonna disrespect her husband or her boyfriend. Or her myriad of lovers throughout the scattered across the globe. But she's a sexy woman. I'll just say it right there. I said it. Okay. You're right, Girl from Detroit. Although it's gotten better. Speaking of Debbie actually, when I was listening to her show, she suggested that I check out, what was the movie with Clint Eastwood? He plays a radio DJ, and there's like an obsessed fan that stalks him. It's called something. I'll have to look that up too. What was the other thing I was supposed to look up? See, this is where my producer would have come in handy, and the intern, that the producer, she was supposed to produce. besides having to produce the show, she needed to produce an intern from thin air, I guess, and I guess that wasn't possible. Anyways, I'm not going to blame my producer for everything. It's not an excuse, it's an explanation, okay? Anyhow, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I want to get to some stuff. I know I haven't really talked about anything at all substantive whatsoever. Ronnie's podcast. Oh, thanks for reminding me, Girl from Detroit. Yeah, I haven't heard it yet. I downloaded it, though. I wasn't subscribed to Ronnie's Play Misty for Me. There you go. Iconoclast Texas got it. Play Misty for Me. Thank you. Oh my God, I got to show you that the trailer. If you Google Play Misty for Me, there's like two YouTube videos that pop up, the top two. One of those is the trailer. Hilarious. So dated, it's ridiculous. Anywho, hopefully Old Rooter will call in tonight. I there was an Old Rooter sighting earlier on, was it Dashing Show? Was that where Old Rooter was? I think it was. Whatever. I just heard Old Rooter on a show. I think it was, yeah, it was Dashing Show. That dude has called into my show several times. He is a bit of a provocateur, I will, or at least I will attest to from my experience, is he's trying to come in and sort of steal the spotlight. He's got a very type A radio personality, if you will. He's supposedly an 85-year-old drunk man who calls in with his guitar plugged in. And I would love for him to play some Bo Diddley for me, because that guitar sounds really raw, which I think I'll ask him to do next time he calls in. But I would consider him a blessing if he calls into your show, because if you do shows a lot like I do, and you like, and sometimes you get into a rhythm where it's just like becomes a routine and it gets boring and bland for you and for the listeners, and you can't keep it fresh. That guy's, he kind of comes out of left field and saves the day in a way. You can just kind of put the show on cruise control, let him take over for a little bit. That's what I do. When he comes on here, I let him do his thing, give him time, you know, and then once I'm tired of him, then I, you know, I mute him, and if he decides to hang around, sometimes he does. Like, I'll mute him, and he'll stick around for 10, 20 minutes, and then I'll unmute him, and he'll come back with something, and I'll let him do his thing for a little bit. And it's entertaining for me, quite honestly. I think he's hilarious. But I know you were apprehensive because you thought he was going to – you're suspicious. You thought he was going to, like, turn into some crazy racial KKK dude. But I'm pretty sure that's not him. I don't think – I mean, at least he didn't – I don't know that he I've heard him say anything racial. I think he's pretty harmless. I think he's just really fun and entertaining. But, yeah, if he ever calls back into your show, just let him do his thing, dude, because he's hilarious. Yeah, so speaking of Bo Diddley, here's some Bo Diddley. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Very tall. She says she loves me, me best of all. She's my woman, all in all. She's my lover, and she's my ball. I roll around, I have a lot of fun. Always whisper to me softly, say, Bo Diddley, you the one. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure enough, I hold her in my arm, and I kiss her real gentle. She said, my. Feeling real rhythm. Take it easy, baby. Your temperature running hot. You gonna start to after me wondering, oh, baby, what you got? You're my ball. You're my rubber ball. telephone and call a poet home. He says, hey, little boy, you better let my daughter know. I says, oh, yeah. He says, oh, yeah. I says, mm-hmm. He says, you know, yeah. Her mother got mad and started to jump and shout. They started to run down there and had the cops to carry me out. I says, oh, yeah.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince LeMay back here with you on Blog Talk Radio's Disorderly Conduct. Join me, won't you? 347-826-7667, the number. Back here in the chat room with Dashing, girl from Detroit, Ukiah Class, Texas, and Passionate Words. I want to thank them all for joining me here this evening, / morning. It's 11:30 here on the West Coast. Yeah, so we can chop it up about just about anything here. I'm going to try to do a few more blasts on Twitter. I forgot, I was supposed to research something during that break, and I totally spaced out. I don't know what it is. I was supposed to research something. Oh, well. If it's really important, it will come back to me. Correct? 2:30 there in Detroit. Thank you, Detroit. Girl from Detroit, I know you don't call in often, but if you feel the urge, feel free to do so. I know it's very early there, but you might have a very early morning raspy, sexy voice you want to share with us. That would be great. But I would love to get the rundown from Detroit, from Michigan. I just found out that my sister is going to be moving to Michigan. I think she's going to be about an hour and a half or 2 hours outside of Detroit. So that's going to be kind of cool. I'll have an excuse to go to Michigan, I suppose. Another excuse. Not that I haven't had excuses before. And not that girl from Detroit isn't an excuse. It is pretty cool. It is pretty, pretty cool. Oh, my God, my mouth is so dry. So I got the cotton mouth, if you know what I'm saying. Anywho, what's going on? There, a little water. Feel much better now.
Thank you, very nice.
You're welcome. Alrighty. So I'm going to do a little blast here on Twitter, and while I'm doing that, I'm going to check my Twitter feed. This is sort of an unofficial segment of the program. Well, fuck you, Twitter. Twitter won't let me say something again? What a bunch of bastards. You can't repeat stuff like 4 times in BTR chat room, and you can't repeat something on Twitter twice in a row. It's ridiculous. Should be a law against that. All right, let's see what's going on Twitter. I wish I had some theme music for Twitter, like some birds chirping or something. I'll have to get my intern and producer on that once they come in, if they come in. So I subscribe, I follow Asia Today News on Twitter, because right now, I'm being a night owl, right now you got the Asian markets closing, and then in a half an hour at midnight West Pacific time, the European markets open, of course. And so Asia Today usually floods me with some periodic updates, and around this time it gets pretty heavy. Some of the headlines say full body airport scanners, of course, all the rage of the news talking heads these days, right? Isn't it amazing how these topics, they just kind of get thrown out there, and they dominate a news cycle for whatever, 24 hours or whatever. I mean, and a lot of these are like recycled, or they're like things that have been out there already that people just suddenly just glob onto. Like I always bring it back to that stupid Ground Zero mosque thing. I'm not going to open up that can of worms, but it's just retarded. All right, I'm not going to get into that. Okay, I'm gonna take an about face here. And you know what? I love how Australia gets shortened for Oz, O-Z, like the Wizard of Oz. You notice that? At least on Twitter. Is that just a Twitter thing? Or is that like shorthand for, like, common knowledge shorthand for a long time that Australia is abbreviated, which you want to shorten it, because it's a pretty long word to write. It's Oz. O-Z. Anyways, another headline here from Asia Today. Oz government, Australian government, in dock of stonewalling U.S. request for additional troops in Afghanistan. Huh. Coalition of the Willing doesn't seem very willing right now, does it? What else do we have here? Another headline from Asia Today News. Neolithic engineers used ball bearings in Stonehenge construction. That's interesting. Oh, I didn't even go into the full body scanner. I'll get to the full body scanners in a second. Let's check out this Stonehenge ball bearing. Okay, so Iconoclast breaks it down for us in the chat. Australia equals AUS equals OZ. Speaking of OZs, never mind. Let's go to dailyindia.com. This reporting in from London, experts from the University of Exeter have claimed that Neolithic engineers might have used ball bearings in the construction of Stonehenge. They showed how balls placed in grooved wooden tracks would have allowed the easy movement of stones weighing many tons, reported the Daily Mail. Nobody has yet explained successfully how the heavy slabs used to build Stonehenge more than 4,000 years ago were shifted from their quarries to Salisbury Plain. Some of the, quote, blue stones weighed 4 tons each and were brought a distance of 150 miles from Pembrokeshire, Wales. Attempts to reenact the transporting of the blocks of wooden rollers, the blocks on wooden rollers or floating them on the sea have not proven convincing. The hard surface and trenches needed when using rollers would have left marks on the landscape, but are missing. Where are the balls at? Okay, here we go. Experts hit on their new theory after examining mysterious stone balls found near similar monuments in Aberdeenshire, Scotland. About the size of a cricket ball, they are precisely fashioned to be within a millimeter of the same size, suggesting they were used together rather than individually. To test this theory, the researchers constructed a model in which wooden balls were inserted into grooves dug out of timber planks. When heavy concrete slabs were placed on a platform above the balls, held in position by mortar groove tracks, they could be moved with ease. Archaeologist Andrew Young described the experiment in which he sat up on top of the slabs to provide extra weight. The true test was when a colleague used his index finger to move me forward. A mere push in the slabs and I shot forward. This provided the balls could move large, heavy objects and could be a viable explanation of how great giant stones were moved, quote, unquote, he said. The team then went on to carry out a life-size test. This time they used hand-shaped granite spheres as well as wooden balls. The results proved the technique would have made it possible to move very heavy weights long distances. Girl from Detroit is already dropping off. All right. Thanks, girl from Detroit. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it. Anyway, so it goes on. I want to. That was from the dailyindia.com. Here, I'll post the link here in the chat room if you want. Folks are curious, want to follow up on that story. That's the latest here from the Disorderly Conduct Newsroom. We're going to take a break here and be right back with your calls and much, much more. Stick around. We'll be right back. And if you don't, well, then fuck you. Bad. Hello? Testing 1, 2. I'm sorry. This is Vince in the Bay. Maybe it was just my connection, but the music sounded really choppy right there. Maybe it wasn't for you. I apologize if I interrupted your pleasure there. My switchboard is freaking out on me, actually. It just went completely black. This is BTR for you, folks. Welcome to BTR. Yeah. I wish I could. You know what? I'm going to take a picture of this and post it in the chat room because this is ridiculous. Oh, no, it's back now. Oh, hi, switchboard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? You know what I say to the switchboard? I'll tell you what I say to the switchboard. I'm like, fuck you, and I fuck her too, said I.
Hello.
You're tuned to Vince the Bay. 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 Bay.
Test 1-2. Hello. All right. I think I'm back. I'm having some problems here with the switchboard and my speakerphone here. I want to thank Dash for coming through. He looks like he's going to check out here. Glad to have him at least join us here for a little bit. He even was listening on the phone for a while there. Actually, technically, he was on the show for a second. But if you want to call, everyone want to call back in, Dash, and contribute to the program, you're more than welcome. I like to have panelists. Ideally, I think the show would be great if we had a segment. Usually how it works out is I have like sort of a guest or a guest host, some sort of person to play off of for the first hour and then somebody for the second hour. But ideally, I'd like to have like maybe like a guest host who like it's just me and them one-on-one for the first hour, and then the second hour is me and a guest host, but with a panel, and the guest host is part of the panel. So technically we're still in the first hour, and technically Dashing was the closest thing I had to a guest host tonight, which is kind of cool, but also kind of depressing because he said like one word, and I actually put him on the air inadvertently. Well, no, purposely, but not. He didn't have his hand raised. I jumped the gun and put him on the air. My bad. Anywho, I'm going to take your calls for the next hour and 12 and a half minutes here. 347-826-7667. If push comes to shove, because this is, yeah, exactly. Iconoclasts, you're more than welcome to call in and help me out here. Love to have a guest host, co-host, whatever you want to call it. Guest, as per what, as call it what, whatever you want. But I'd love to have Passion call in too. Passion, did I add you on BTR? I'm going to follow you on BTR here, Passion. I hope you'll follow me as well. Oh, Passion, you're cute. Wow. Check this out, folks. Passion in words. Love, poetry, and all things creative. She writes under the name Ya Girl Next Door, or YGND. Haven't earned the right to call herself a poet, but she does write poetry and dabble in spoken word. She's outspoken and has a little bit of a wild side, but who doesn't? Speak to her because she will speak back to you. Oh, damn, sister. Passion in words is a cutie. She looks really young, though. I think she's like 13. I don't know. She looks young. Looks really young, fellas. She's on Facebook, though. I'm going to try to end your girl next door. She's cute. She's really cute. She definitely looks like the girl next door, for sure. She's located in the 32221. Oh, my God. You're like the same age as me, almost. We're like the same. You're like, that's nice. You look really young for your age. It's amazing. Okay. Now we're talking. Oh, she's from Guam, but she lives in Florida. Excellent. I've been meaning to go back to the East Coast. I haven't been back there in a long time. I guess we're already friends, your girl next door. Did I add you to my Blog Talkers thing? Let me check this out. She's a year younger than me, too. That's crazy. Iconoclast and I are the same age. That's awesome. We're all like, this is like, we're all the same age basically right here. This is amazing. This is basically like a high school reunion, except we all went to different high schools. That's right, so we're making history here. Vince in the Bay, Iconoclast, Texas, and Passion in Words. We are having a threesome here in the chat room. Dashing was chaperoning for a while, and now he's gone. Passion, I didn't read that much. I read your location. It's 322221. Yeah, it is on your Facebook page. I mean, all people have to do is click on it. But it's great that we're friends already. I didn't add you to the Blog Talkers thing. Let me see. How is that possible? Your girl next door. Okay. Oh, I liked you. Oh, it's like, oh, you don't have like your own page? Passion, baby. You don't have your own yeah, this is your fan page. Do you have like a regular page? Or am I going to have to get my own fan page so my fan page can be a fan of your fan page? Anyways, definitely a fan. I would love to get an autographed copy of one of your photos. I like the one of you playing with your hair. She's probably a dude, says a kind of class. She's a cute dude if she is. She looks young. I can't believe you're 30-something. You look like you're 19. You have decent hands here. It's kind of hard to tell. See, I'm kind of a hands guy. Like, you're, no doubt, you're a good-looking woman, for sure. I would knock that out of the park, quite frankly. Oh, great, my switchboard's gone. I'm having some serious BTR technical difficulties this evening, folks. I'm glad you can hear me at least. Although I'm starting to get a little chub here because Passion in Words is pictures on her profile page, her fan page, I'm sorry. I just became a fan of hers, or I think I've been a fan of hers for a while. Following her on Twitter as well. I'm basically stalking her. If she's not going to get the hint, I don't know who will. Oh, damn, she's got some other crazy shit going on. She does poetry. Interesting. Where's a link to some poetry? Looks like there's some random links here in her Twitter. I'll have to explore that later. I'll have to explore Passion in Words later. So, anywho. Ooh, wow. I got the inside scoop now with Passion. Passion and I are... She's totally sexy, Iconoclast. Are you kidding me? What are you talking about? She's way sexy. So this is what I'm going to do here. Once Passion adds me accepts my friend request, I'm going to add her to Blog Talkers. And that way, Passion, when you have your shows, you can post them on here. And when other people have their shows, they're going to post theirs on there too. If it really annoys you, you can always get rid of it, but whatever. I think if you do shows on a regular basis, you might want to look into joining the blog, being a part of the Blog Talkers group. And if you're available, you seem like a good-looking lady. You look like you're intelligent and smart and sexy and sassy. Feel free to call into the show if you like. The lines are open right now. The numbers, let's see, we have two call-in lines. Well, the male call-in line is 1-347-826-7667. The female call-in line is 1-347-826-7667. Taking your calls for the next hour and 5 minutes. Was hoping to play some new music. I did upload some new music. I don't know. Oh man, I ran out of water. I also, you know what else I ran out of recently? Lotion and Vaseline, quite frankly. So I'm pretty much SOL when it comes to lube. I'm all lubed out. Passion, you're on the line, huh? Okay, that's great. I am going to try to get you on as soon as possible. Here's the thing. I can't access my switchboard. So hang on tight, girl. I will be there in a minute. I'm trying to navigate there right now as I speak. Bad request. Invalid verb. What the hell does that mean? The internet is a strange place. Blogtalkradio.com/off-limits. Wow, that's interesting. Try that, kids. BTR is freaking out on me, folks. I can't get to my switchboard to let the caller on. If I have any other callers, I certainly apologize. I hope you will be patient and hang tight. I can't even play music for you to entertain you. I'm just gonna have to vamp here, which is basically what I do anyways for the whole 2 hours. I'm just vamping. Connection was reset. What does that mean? I just want my switchboard back. Is that too much to ask? Debbie Daly joins me too. She feels my pain. Thanks, Debbie. I was talking about you earlier. I didn't know if you were going to be listening live or not. I thought, hang up. You think I should hang up? Let me see. I'm gonna try one more time with the switchboard. See if I can't get it to dial in here. And if not, I don't know. Maybe I have to do a complete shutdown. Debbie says I should hang up and call back in. That actually wouldn't be a problem. Oh, we're back. Okay, let's see if we can do this. I think I have Passion on the line. Passion, are you there? Can you hear me? Crap. Passion, are you there? Oh, that was crazy. I had my switchboard for a second. And, okay, I'm going to follow Debbie's orders. And I'm going to call the, I'm going to undo the host. That helped out a little bit for a second. I just hung up the host line. And let's see. Passion, can you hear me?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're cutting in and out, but how you doing?
I'm here. I'm doing good. I just wanted to prove that I was not a guy.
Oh, hey, you. We're getting a really bad connection with you.
Are you?
Yeah. Is there any way you can hang up and try calling back in?
I will do that.
Yeah, try to get somewhere where you can maybe get better reception or something, because either that or, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe Debbie's in the chat room right now. She can hear. Debbie, does it sound like Passion is breaking up?
Am I breaking up to you guys?
So you sound like you're all garbled and to me.
Yeah, when I hear you, it kind of goes in and out, too, but then there's moments
yeah.
where it sounds fine.
Yeah. Oh, and there goes, and my switchboard, like, keeps refreshing and sometimes not refreshing, sometimes refreshing but not coming back. BTR is going haywire right now. Yeah, Debbie says you sound all bubbly. So why don't you try hanging up and maybe go to a different spot where you can get better reception or different reception, and maybe you'll sound less garbled. I don't know. But try calling back in. I definitely want to talk to you.
Okay, I will.
All right.
All right.
There she goes, hopefully to return shortly. Anywho, Vince and the Bay here with you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to try to get things back on track here. Let's see if I can, let's see if we can do this. Can we do, Eugene, are you there? Eugene, are you there? No, Eugene, that's not a good sign. Eugene, are you there? Okay. Yeah, this isn't working. Now I don't even know if she calls back in. Debbie just ended her show. Wow, that must have been one hell of a show, baby. Sorry I missed it. Do tell. I'd love to have you call into my show, baby. I was going to call into your show. You were just fawning over me. You and the ladies were just fawning over me in that show. I just could not... I could not believe it. I wanted to call in, but I don't know. I think I would have shot my load there. But feel free to join me. I don't know if I'll be able to, like, hopefully I'll be able to get you on the air. I was able to get Passion on the air, only the connection was terrible. I hope that's something that can be corrected. Anyways, Debbie, I heart you as well. Darlink. Darlink, feel free to join me here. We can have audio pleasure in abundance for the folks. If you would be so gracious as to call in at 347-867-667, as since I have no switchboard control, although I think I can mute and unmute callers because I was able to unmute Passion, but I'm not able to play any music, which kind of sucks. So I'm going to vamp as best as I can until one of you hot little females call in and join me here. Yeah, Debbie, you're right. Maybe you should hold off on that. The lines might melt. Too much passion pumping through the pipelines there. Not sure if there's enough bandwidth for all that passion and heat and desire. I want to thank Tag. I'm just going to call you Tag. I'm not even going to try to pronounce your name. I hope you're not offended by me just calling you Tag from the get-go. Tag, if you want to call in, 347-826-7667. This is a call-in show. We chat about anything. It could be BTR. It could be BTR. It could be Tanya. Tan Works. Okay, I'm going to call you Tan. That's crazy. Tan. All right. There you have it. Tan it is. I don't really, there's no real topic. I wish there would be a topic. I wish I had enough forethought to put into my program to think of topics, because I would love to have, like I said earlier, I would love to structure the show. And I think I will. I'm not, these DTR shows I kind of treat as just, like, just a sort of a testing ground, like a germination field or whatever you want to call it. Just kind of throwing spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks, see what works. Although I don't really critique my shows, I should go back and listen to them more often, because I'm sure I'd be able to pick out a lot of hiccups and stuff that are just audio crutches that I use. Like, oh, everybody uses them. Some that are a little more prominent than others. Some you really have to hone in on to really catch them. But I think I do use ums and uhs a lot, and probably too much. It's really hard to, you know, be in the moment and deliver content without trying to pause and using a verbal crutch like a like, or for some people it's, you know, I don't know. So my Facebook is like blowing up right now, which is a good thing. Passion is now a very close friend of mine. We're friends on Facebook now. So we're basically dating at this point. The thing is, I try to pride myself on having the sexiest ums and uhs that there are. Sometimes those are the sexiest things. When I'm listening to, like, Debbie, for example, like, you know, she could, I'm not saying she uses a lot of ums or uhs or anything, but she might have some sort of audio crutch or audio tick. I don't know what it is. I haven't detected it. But it doesn't matter. She just sounds great. She sounds... I was saying earlier, Debbie, you're like the BTR... MILF or cougar or woman on the prowl. Yeah, you're not on the prowl. I'm not saying you're on the prowl per se. I'm just saying just you're on the scene, you're on the case. You know what I'm talking about. My God, between Facebook and Words with Friends, I wish I was able to disable that. I'm sure there's a way to do it. That's another thing. Debbie, if you do Words with Friends, please add me. If any of you do Words with Friends, let me. I'm gonna do a blast, a Words with Friends blast on Twitter and Facebook. So, Debbie, you're following me on Facebook, right? Passion says she saw Debbie and she's hot. I believe it. I can tell she's hot just by listening to her voice. What do you want? Invite friends. That's what I got to do. Invite friends. Twitter. Oh, so Andy's hosting Red Eye tonight. That's interesting. That'll be cool to watch later tonight. I DVR Red Eye because I broadcast during Red Eye. Red Eye is like my favorite show on television. And so I have it on mute while I'm doing this, and Andy's hosting, but that probably means nothing to you. So I'm going to post my tweet about my Words with Friends name. It's VTOCCE. Basically, if you go to any website, more times than not, if you look for VTOCCE, you're going to find me. YouTube.com/VTOCCE. blogtalkradio.com/VTOCCE, facebook.com/VTOCCE. You kind of get the picture. Although MySpace is not that. It's not worked like that. I joined MySpace, I think, in 1982. And at that point, I went by Captain Flamingo. So I think if you go to MySpace and try to find me. I don't check my MySpace, by the way, so good luck. But It's Captain Flamingo over there. That's what I went by over there. I will totally accept you on Twitter. And I'm going to go to the phones. It looks like we have a caller now. Caller, you're on the air.
Would this
Debbie?
Be me? Would this be me? Is this
that
me?
Would be you.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just got off of a... No, actually, it was a two-hour call. And I went upstairs and played some Xbox 360, and then I came back down and I ate, and I came back in here to see what was going on, and I said, hey, there's Vince. What's up? What are you doing? What's going on?
Well, the temperature just rose a little bit now that you're here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not that bad. I don't know. Maybe a bit of a flirt, but, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. Keep it PG-13. That's important.
Always.
This is a family show, as everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Passionate Words wants me to add her on Twitter. I will do that momentarily. I'm going to get my personal assistant on that right now. I just have to untie him.
Mm-hmm. Is he in a cage underneath your desk?
Not in a cage, but underneath the desk, yes.
Okay. All right. So.
Can you see that on the webcam? Is that visible?
No, I didn't do. Are you webcamming? Is there a link up here or what? Where are you webcammed?
Well, the Insider Extremes get the webcam.
Oh, so I don't get the webcam? That's cool.
Are you an Insider Extreme?
I thought I was. I paid my dues, but I don't know.
I think you are, aren't you?
Hook me up. I never call into shows. This is weird. This is really weird.
Why
never...
are you doing it now? Why do it now?
I don't know. I felt this pull, this draw. So here I am. I called in. I don't know how entertaining I can be. But, yeah.
Yeah, I was really close to calling into your show earlier because you guys were going on and on about me for a second there, and I felt kind of almost embarrassed and didn't know if I should or shouldn't call in, and I wussed out.
You know what I almost said when you answered? I almost said, play Misty for me.
That would have been hot.
Did you ever check? You never did. Okay, when I first mentioned that to you, you did not know what Play Misty for Me meant, correct?
No, I didn't. You're right.
And now you do. Look at
you. I had vaguely heard that term before, but I don't remember a movie. I don't remember Clint Eastwood. I had no idea Clint Eastwood was a movie like that.
Yeah, and who was the girl? Who was the...
I don't even know. The trailer was hilarious. Did you look at the trailer that I said?
No. Damn it.
Like, it's hilarious.
Oh, no.
I'll find it again. If you go on Google, just Google...
Play Misty for Me?
Yeah, Play Misty for Me.
I'm doing that right now as we speak.
In Google, and it's the...
All right, got it.
I'm pretty sure it's the first one. If you hit the first one, it's the... Mm-hmm. 2 minute one. Pretty sure this is the trailer.
Yeah, it says two
minutes.
Yeah,
it's so cheese ball. It's so cheesy. It's great.
There we go.
Play Misty for Me.
Yeah.
This is so sexy.
Clint Eastwood, an invitation.
Well, Clint Eastwood. I love that. I love the announcer's voice. I want to do that job.
And if you see it, Play Misty for Me full movie. If you see his latest movie, which is Gran Torino, it's hard to believe it's... No. Yeah, that's Clint Eastwood, right, in Gran Torino?
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to believe it's the same man, you know?
Yeah. He is an icon.
Yeah, he is. And his famous line was, go ahead. Make my day, right? Is that right? Go ahead, make my day.
Yeah. Either that or do you feel lucky, punk?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I'm not real good with old chew 'em up movies or what I call boy movies. You know, on the Debbie Daly show, everything is boy and girl. Yeah. So we draw a pretty hard line there.
How hard?
Real hard.
Wow. All right, we have another caller on the air. 580, identify yourself, please. Wait, let's try that again. 580. Whoa. Switchboard. Has this been happening to you, Debbie?
Huh?
Just switchboard madness?
I don't even want to talk about it. Spinning around, and I'll answer it, and it'll hang up. And
yeah. 580, you're on now. Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Candy.
Who?
Candy.
Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Hi, Candy.
Hi.
You're on the speakerphone, right?
Oh, on my cell phone. I was driving.
I can barely hear you. It sounds kind
She's driving. Bad. Stay focused on the road, Candy.
Yeah. And tell your boyfriend to get out of your pants.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Tell him to wait till you get home. Well, you get out of your pants then. So where are you heading home from? Where?
I think we lost her.
Oh, we lost her. She's gone.
I think we lost her. Oh. Damn it. Oh,
damn.
Lord, I tell you. It's ridiculous.
I hope she's fine.
It's crazy.
I hope she's okay.
I hope so, too. I get nervous when people call and say that they... Did you see her up in the chat room, Captain Save-A-Ho? You know, when I was on Real Terrestrial Radio here locally in Dallas, there was a gentleman that I was working with that actually was top billed, and I sort of said, I don't know, second, maybe third chair. And he had a friend that owned a lot of the what we call here in Dallas, the titty bars, and his avatar on the internet was Captain Save-A-Ho. Really? Yes, it was. I thought that was interesting. And it reminded me of when you were talking about Captain, what did you say your name was? Captain what?
Oh, Captain Flamingo.
Captain Flamingo. Okay, that's a little different, but.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm in Dallas. You're in Dallas? No way. I've never met anybody else on BTR in Dallas.
Are you being facetious? There's like a bazillion people in here from Dallas.
No, I don't know. I don't know one. I honestly don't know one. I even said the other night, I don't think anybody in Dallas is on BTR.
There's this chick. You might know who she is. God, what's her name? Jeanette Renee Smith, I think her name is. I think that's her name. She's in Dallas. I don't know. She might have just relocated there, but I think she's done a lot of radio and is working out of Dallas. So I'll have to look her up and find out what her name is exactly.
Oh, are you in Preston Hollow? I know where that is. I used to live on the corner of Frankford and Coit in the Highlands of McCamey.
All right, 580, you're on the air.
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's much better. What's going on, Candy?
Oh, nothing much. Nothing much. Just recuperating from my show.
You had a show right now?
Yeah, I had one.
I had no idea.
Oh.
Under...
See, that's how much you follow me.
I watch your every move. I'm a huge fan, but you did this under my nose. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
What was the show about?
Sexual pleasures.
What about them?
What about them?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you want to do when you have sex? How do you like it?
Oh, so we're talking specifics here. graphic details.
Well, I told them that I love it, like if when I'm in a handstand and my legs are in a split and a female is, like, eating me up.
What if it's a male?
I'm a lesbian.
Oh, God, come on, get off of it. I don't believe that for a second. Nobody's buying that.
Yes, I am. I am.
You're a lesbian. Don't you have a little son?
Uh-huh. Artificial insemination. I paid $5,000 for 3 of them. Yes, I did. Each.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
Yes, I used to be married to a female. Got married in Toronto. Yep.
So are you Canadian? Do you have dual citizenship?
No, she is.
No? Oh, and you guys aren't together anymore?
No.
What's going on with that?
No, we're not together anymore. I divorced her. Got alimony and child support, so hey. It's all good.
Nice. Very, very nice. So what's your...
Can I ask Candy something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Candy.
Mm-hmm.
When you fight in a lesbian relationship and lesbian marriage, I mean, women can be pretty vicious, a little bit more vicious than the men, I believe. I mean, a man is obviously physically stronger, but we can be pretty freaking... We can play some head games. Is it a harder fight? I mean, obviously you didn't get along for a while. You wouldn't have gotten a divorce. Do the fights with a woman, I've never been lesbian, but do the fights with a woman, are they a little bit more intense? Catty?
Well, I was with her ever since I was 12, so we knew each other moves. So it was just like we never argued. That was one thing. We had disagreements, but we never, you know, raised our voice or fought or anything. The reason why we got a divorce is because I caught her cheating.
You caught her cheating? Was it had something to do with the child? Did the child or the children bring in some stress into the marriage?
No.
Did it have anything to do with Brent Berry's wife? Aaron
Did it
Berry.
Did have anything to do with what?
With Aaron Berry, Brent Berry's wife?
No.
Did you hear about that?
No.
Oh, Eva Longoria is divorcing Tony Parker because he cheated on her with his teammate's wife.
Ouch.
Oh, shit.
Not good.
No.
Yeah.
No, because after I had my little girl, she was supposed to have been at work. She said that she had a case, so she was going to be in court all day. But
mm-hmm.
My mom,
yeah, likely story.
Yeah, my mom, she can't, you know, she was already there, so she brought us home. We went upstairs, opened up the bedroom door, and... I told my mom she was going to need therapy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know, that's things you only hear about in the movie or on the, you know, the housewives of whatever. I mean, what goes through your mind?
At that point in time, I mean, nothing. I was laughing. I was like, literally laughing because I guess I was just in shock.
Yeah, your emotions overcame you.
Yeah, I was in shock, and to this day, I still haven't cried about it. So we've been divorced for almost 3 years, so it is what it is. But I went across the street, and, you know, he was just like, is my wife still over there? And I was just like, yeah, she just got fucked doggy style by my ex.
Man, that's heavy duty. Wow, that's heavy duty. I've never met anybody that's happened to in real life. You know? Seriously.
So she cheated on you with a man?
With a woman.
No. Uh-huh.
With the lady across the street.
Oh. Shows you how much I was paying attention.
So was there any thought, was there any talking after that, or was it automatic divorce?
It happened on a Friday. I filed the papers on a Monday.
I would have Friday afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, it was already over with. When I got home, it was like 7.
Complete deal breaker. 3 years, Tanya, they were married. Complete deal breaker.
We were together for 14 years.
Oh, my bad. My total bad. How long were you married? She said, didn't you say 3?
No, I've been almost divorced for 3 years.
How long were you married, she said, in the chat room?
9 years.
9 years, Tanya. Wow.
Yeah. But it is what it is. She still wants me back.
Wow.
So you guys, use strap-ons?
No. I didn't get penetrated.
You did the penetrating?
No, she didn't either. But we brought other females in to do that.
Huh. Interesting. But that's not cheating when you bring in those other females to
do
that?
No, because, I mean, you're not cheating on me. You're cheating with me.
Oh. Now... Yeah, okay.
Come on, Vince. Come on, you can ask it.
No. No.
I mean, he's actually speechless?
I believe you did that. Come on, Vince. You know you got something to ask.
You know, Vince, I'm an open person, so you can ask me anything.
This is a Howard Stern dream come true.
Except
I'm not Howard Stern.
And the
You've got a hot lesbian on the line that's willing to talk openly about her sexual relationship. Let's go. Come on.
I've interrogated Candy several times in the past. She keeps coming back for more, though. That's not part of the reason why I'm speechless, is I don't know what else to ask her. I mean, we had an entire show where she told us about how she squirts.
Goodness. Now, I thought she was your girlfriend. I thought you said she was your girlfriend. No?
Who?
I thought she was your... I'm sorry, I'm laying down. I thought you said she was your girlfriend.
Really? You're laying down? What are you wearing?
I was. I've got nothing on but a great big sweatshirt that says the University of Texas on it. And a thong. And
hook them horns.
Yeah, and some Bobby socks. That's it. And now I'm laying down again. I'm tired.
Yeah. Get comfortable. Yeah, get comfortable, baby.
I am comfortable.
Relax. See that? See now you have both me and Candy to fight off right now.
That's okay. I can handle it.
All right.
Tracy Gilmore is in the room. Tracy Gilmore, whoever that is. Tracy.
Yes, Tracy is a friend of the show. She is now out of the chat room, ducked in and out. Who knows? She's probably refreshing. It seems to be like everybody comes in and they have to refresh, or refreshes for you sometimes.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's out of control.
Yeah, I know. It's really
I think I'm going to defect pretty soon. I mean, I'll still call into other people's shows and stuff, but I think I might start doing... I want to start doing a video show, do like live stream or something.
There you go. I have my own network. I broadcast via...
You're kidding.
No, and I need people on there. Come on there. It's free.
Yeah.
For real?
Absolutely. I'll be on there. I'll be a correspondent.
Get out. Yeah, I've got time slots open everywhere, and it is so cool.
Put the link
info
in the chat room.
I'm putting it in right now.
Hold on. Let me write it down.
Oh, yeah, you're not in the chat room. There. Go check out my network. There it is. It's in the chat room. I dropped it. It's www. Okay, I'm going to tell you my name. Just remember, it's 4 and 4.
www.
Debbie. Yeah, it's Debbie Daily. It's D-E-B-I.
D-E-D-I.
No, D-E-B-I, Debbie.
Oh.
And then Daily is D-A-L-Y. And I never push my network. I never push my show or anything. So this is just, you want to talk about clarity. You should hear the Vince and, I'm sorry, sweetheart, what is your name again?
Candy,
you should hear, I broadcast. We're broadcasting right now at 32 bit rate or 64 bit rate. I broadcast, and anybody else at 128 bit rate.
Damn.
There are no laws. You can talk about whatever you want. You can have shows as long as you want. You can cuss. You can do anything. I'm the boss. And I have no rules. The boss, the rules are no rules. Anything goes, Tanya. It's like I just started my network, and I'm just over there just kind of by myself, you know. But BTR is good to have, too, because of the fan base. There's a big fan base here, so, you know. But
mm-hmm.
My network gets, in the month of August and September, I got over 52,000 hits. You know how you have that little counter thingy, you know, stats?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Yep. So
the Debbie Daly network featuring the Debbie Daly Show.
Well, yeah, I come on nightly at 10. Other than that, it's whatever goes. All you have to do.
You're nightly at 10 on the Debbie Daly network. What time are you on BTR?
I simulcast. Do the same thing.
Yeah.
What I say goes through.
Okay.
I'm going through my server, and I'm going through a BTR server.
I'll have to. Are you doing video at the same time?
Absolutely. I didn't do it. Actually, I did it tonight. Yeah, I do it sometimes, just whenever.
Whoa. You're affiliated with Old Rooter.
I love Old Rooter.
Everybody loves Old Rooter. He hasn't started up on my network. He wants to. I just haven't told him. He called tonight. He calls my show every night almost, and we're friends off the air. So.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. He is hilarious.
Mhm. He called in my show one night. Oh my god.
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
he just
called. How
the fuck did you find me?
Jake, who's Jake?
That's Jakeify Your Day. He's
Jacob, aka Jake. Met Debbie Daly on her show in December of 2009. It was immediate chemistry. Just friendship. When her and he both could laugh at the same things almost simultaneously, my favorite show is the New Year's Eve show.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I'll have to check out Jake. He obviously, he's broken it down by time zones for you, for retarded people like me. I can see 5 p.m. Pacific, Debbie Daly Network. Nice. That's hot.
Thank
I'm going to check it, Jake, out.
And if you go to Show Archive, you can hear some of the shows that have come over the day that actually were not on BTR. These were shows that went up. I think some of them were. I don't know.
Because BTR is starting to suck.
Oh, BTR is great because it's like a good it's like a social networking tool, but with radio, with like really low budget call-in radio. Basically, it's basically like a party line over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
haven't you noticed all the rappers have one?
Yeah, true.
All the rappers have blog talk shows, or they have. They
like,
don't have, mostly,
like I'm talking about, like, the ones that's trying to get in the mm-hmm. rabbit.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tracy is going nuts in the chat room. What is she?
Oh, no, I jumped out of the chat room. I'm not in there now.
This tranny is bothering me. Tracy is tripping out.
Why? Who's a tranny?
I think maybe Iconoclast Texas. I don't know. I can't tell. That's the thing is I don't pay close attention to the chat. I just every once in a while duck my head in there.
Uh-huh.
And so I'll just maybe catch things out of context. But,
There's a tranny in the chat. I need to go in the chat room.
Yeah, Candy, get in there and mix it up. Candy, you need to go in there so I can make sure that I have you I'm following you on BTR because I pretty much check my email religiously. That's the one thing that I like about BTR. It's kind of annoying because it loads up my email inbox, but everybody I follow on BTR, I get an email message when they're like an hour before their show comes on. Mm-hmm. So I love having that. So I always know. I just have to check on, log into my email. I can tell who's on like right now or going to be on in an hour. Or was
tell
on
me
hour.
Something.
No.
Can you hear that? If I place, I want to see if you can hear off my sound card, okay? And tell me.
Sure.
Yeah, and that way, if you wanted to, you know, take a break, I could play a song for you and mute my microphone if you wanted to, and you could do whatever. Let's see.
Pleasure myself for a second. Thank you.
Whatever. No, you did mention. Here, see if you can hear this. It's a great song. It's hysterical. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Well, see, then everybody can hear it then. This song is hysterical.
Yeah, turn it up.
Hey. I like that song.
Y'all still with me? Y'all still want me to play it?
That's my shit.
Okay, I didn't know. Just let me know. So, here comes the rap. You're going to love this rap.
What the hell is this shit?
Oh, my God.
Here comes this rap. Here's the rap.
Oh, no. Turn it up.
Thank you, very nice.
I just thought I'd help hook you up because you were saying you couldn't play any of your music, so thought I'd give you a hook.
Thank you, very nice.
Oh, looks like somebody's got control of their switchboard again.
That's right.
There you go. Your files are playing now. That is by Rehab. It's called the Bartender Song or Sitting at a Bar. I like it.
It's a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
I could have sex to that music.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I just had sex with myself to that music a second
ago.
Did you?
I've got control. Being in my studio here, I can actually play anything that's on my sound card. So I have endless music. It just goes on forever.
Amazing.
It's truly amazing. It's the technology.
Tracy Gamora in the chat room says, doo-doo sniffer.
Doo-doo sniffer. Gosh.
Constantine says, just don't call me religious. And that's your chat room update. Ladies and gentlemen, we have, wow, where's the time gone? We have 18 minutes to take our calls. 347-826-7667. The ladies, the all-female panel here tonight is here to answer all your questions and fulfill all your deepest desires. And whatever they can't do, I will take care of. As long as it happens in the next 18 minutes. Debbie, thank you so much for joining me. This has been a rare pleasure. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, this is a real hat trick. You've got a straight female, a lesbian, and a man. So what, you know, you got everything you want right here. We're a package deal.
You're a man?
No, you're the man.
Oh.
It's a hat trick. A triple.
I'm a straight female. I'm a lesbian. What are you talking about?
Straight female. Oh gosh.
That's right, the Debbie Daly Radio Network. Oh, my God, I'm totally going to check this out. And if you need any sort of contribution to this, I'm totally down to collaborate. I think ultimately I'd love to be like an announcer / pundit.
Oh, wow, that would be great because I need somebody to do some voiceovers.
I'd like to be a live host, though, too. I'd like to be like an Ed McMahon, though.
I'd just be a lesbian, sexy lesbian.
I would love to be an Ed McMahon. Like Candy can have her own talk show, her own late-night lesbian.
The lesbian?
Like,
yeah, lesbian
talk
chat.
Show. And
lesbian
I will
chat.
I will be her Ed McMahon. I'll be her Ed McMahon.
This is it. It's there. It's a done deal. It's perfect. I mean, I'm telling you, I can get the Skype assholes. They get 300,000 hits a month on their show, on their website, and they call me all the time. They're wanting on there. I just opened it. It hasn't really launched. I mean, I'm ready to launch any moment, you know? So, yeah, whatever. I think it would be a great add-on. I mean, I would love to have a lineup that had, like, Vince in the Bay. I had Debbie Daly every night at 10. Or I can move around a little bit. I can go to 9 if y'all need me to. I usually run a 3-hour show, and then after that, following me would be Vince in the Bay, late-night lesbian chat. I mean, you'll get a bit – you can get popular. Besides, I've got people that are watching from Sirius and CBS Radio, places like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You just never know. Do you do a show on here, right, Candy?
Mm-hmm. I do a couple of them.
Candy's Yum Yum Late Night Lesbian Chit Chat on Debbie Daly Radio Network, coming at you nightly, weeknights. I love it. I love late night in a show. I used to do late night with Debbie Daly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I thought that was cool. So,
I know because the one that I just got off of, it's I call it the playground for the grown folks. Playground.
Or Trace, Candy's Treehouse. Look at that.
Candy Shop.
There you go.
Candy Shop.
Candy Shop.
Wait, didn't you have a show called Candy Crush?
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Dismissed.
Candy Store.
Sweets and treats at the candy shop.
I'm there. Disorderly conduct. I used to do a show on in Dallas Radio called Law and Disorder.
Mm-hmm. You're from Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, born and raised. I hate it. I know it's
me
boring.
Me too.
Get out.
Plano.
I used to live there. Yeah, I lived there for 11 years before I moved over here to where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent.
Small world.
Plano, yes. Went to J.J. Pierce.
No, you didn't. My husband went to J.J. Pierce. Oh, my God. That's wicked cool. Were you a pay setter?
Mm-hmm.
Were you a pay setter?
Mm-hmm.
No, you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
You swear?
Mm-hmm.
We kicked your ass. I was a pay setter where I was. We kicked your ass in Kilgore College when we went to competition there.
Yes.
Funny.
I did cheerleading and all that.
So did I. Yeah. Badass. Cool. Nice to meet you. Are you still
nice
here? Are you still here?
In Dallas? No, right now I'm in Oklahoma visiting my mom. Yeah, but I'll be going back pretty soon.
Yeah, Plano, Plano. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Got a nice-ass house out there. My ex-wife has to pay mortgage on every month.
Fuck her. Make her pay. Excuse me. Boop.
I would say, why do I have to pay mortgage on a house that you barely be at? Because it's for your kids.
There you go. And she obviously, a rangerette is a Kilgore College rangerette. They do high kicks and stuff. They're really good. Yeah, I got invited to be a rangerette, and my girlfriend, Tina, went on to be a rangerette. So, yeah. What year did you get out of Dooley Bop, out of Pierce?
99.
Jesus, you're a fresh one. So you're, what, 30, 29, something like that?
Yeah. In between those, I ain't telling. In between.
My 54 betrayer. I'm sorry, Vince.
You're
really
what,
65, 18?
65, 18.
Yeah. I'm just 18. I'm turning 18 pretty soon.
So have you thought of maybe trying out dating a dude?
Yes, I've been thinking about that. That's my New Year's revolution. I am actually going to bounce on it for New Year's.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Hmm. Have you ever done that before?
No.
Can
well,
I ask you something, Tracy? After
you're
after
a 30-year-old virgin?
No, I've did it once.
That should be
once.
A documentary. Can we make this into
once.
A documentary?
Hold on. I did it once when I was 14
with a guy.
Let's
make this into a documentary / porn.
I'm down.
It's huge. You're like a 30-year-old virgin. This is huge.
Hey, let me ask you something, Tracy. What is it that, okay, how can I word this? What made you lesbian? Is that rude to ask you that? I mean, because some of my best friends are gay and lesbian.
I've always liked it, you know, girls. Even when I was younger, I mean, Barbie and Ken, no, they didn't go good together to me. I didn't see that.
Okay,
you're
but
more
and I mean, like when I see, you know, people, like straight people kiss, it didn't seem right to me.
So, do you not like men?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm cool with them, but the sexual part.
Right. Okay. I mean, I think it's cool to like women, but I just didn't know if you did not like men. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's cool.
Yeah, but I'm going to do it. I said I was going to do it for New Year's, but then things happened, so I guess I'm going to have to do it Thanksgiving.
Oh,
something
really?
To give thanks for.
We're bumping it up. Now, why would you? And I'm a natural interviewer, so just shut me up, Vince.
Oh,
why are you? Is this your family doing this, or why are you doing this?
No, it's
you
me.
Don't know. And do you mind sharing with us why you want to do? I mean, what is motivating you to do this? Your children, what?
No, because it's been a long time coming, and I mean, I'm curious. I've always been curious, you know, because the first time. You know, because everybody's not the same. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. Guys, you know, I think they're very attractive. But for me to have sex with them, no. But I want to try it. I just, you know, just to see if I'm going to like it or not.
Well, I hope your first experience is a good one. You know, there's nothing better than a guy that's got on – cologne, like Polo, and he smells good.
Issey Miyake.
It's what?
Issey Miyake. I love Issey Miyake.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one they sell at that store? That one, they only sell one store, right?
Dillard's.
There you go. I think it's there only.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love a man that carries a briefcase, plays golf, and wears cologne.
See, I like the preppy type, too.
Mm-hmm.
I thought those were the same thing.
What? The preppy type?
Whoa, Isha chimes in the chat room. I've been cheated on by men and even been in borderline abusive relationships, but still hasn't changed my mind about going to a female. LOL.
Well, each his own.
So wait, she's saying... She's saying she'll never go for a female, or she'll. I don't know if I got that.
I don't know. I just think that Isha in the chat room just likes the big hard one. That's all it is, and that's fine. That's all it is.
Yeah. Candy, you'll learn.
Mhm. Yep.
Yeah.
I bet she'll be good at it.
Probably will. I'm good at everything I do.
Yeah, you seem like you would adapt easily.
Yeah. So I want to try it. I want to do the splits on it.
Mia. Caramba.
The splits, the back bend, everything.
Make sure you let me know when that happens, and I'll videotape it.
YouTube it. There you go.
I will videotape it and narrate it for you.
Everybody wants to videotape it.
Well, that's the age we're in now. You have to document it.
Oh, okay. I don't know about the whole giving head part thing. I don't think
You don't have to do that.
I don't know. If you really don't want to, then you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But don't knock it till you try it. Test it out. See.
You sound like you speak from experience, Vince.
See what it does. See what it does.
Sorry. He's never going to let me call back.
Well, here's the thing. I go by the motto that no head is better than bad head.
Well, but I thought that if the pussy's good enough, that you don't have to worry about it.
And if the what's good enough?
If the pussy's good enough.
Well, obviously. No. I mean, me personally, I don't finish so much when I'm getting service downtown like that.
Uh huh.
I usually finish mostly if I'm in the girl,
mm-hmm.
female, as it were. So it doesn't matter so much, but it's nice as a little warm-up, a little teaser, if you will. Foreplay, whatever you want to call it.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
It's good to
have somebody that knows what they're doing and, you know, get the goods, get things warmed up down there. You know what I'm saying? You've seen videos. Come on, you see what
works. I've seen videos. And
I mean, I've actually
the videos. Oh my god!
Actually, you know, I've learned a lot about how to pleasure women from porn. I owe a lot of it to porn.
Shouts out to porn.
I've seen enough videos because I get really like into it too. Like, I'm fascinated by the female. Like, what gets them off?
And I know, like, but Vince, like, I mean, Vince, answer me one question. Guys in videos on porn, they do it for 45 minutes to an hour, hour and a half, whatever. It's ridiculous, you know? I mean, that's kind of not real. Would you say not real?
Who does it for
so
45
whole,
minutes
that
an hour?
Whole sex for like 45 minutes is it?
Yeah, in a porn, it's
no,
like bam,
most,
bam,
most,
bam,
most
bam,
scenes,
bam.
No, most scenes last about 10 minutes on average.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If it's boy-girl, but I don't know if you've seen a lot of girl-girl porn, but those tend to be like 35 minutes, 45 minutes, sometimes an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because they're just like, they are intense. They're like sagas. It's amazing. And usually they have little scenes tacked on the beginning that are kind of cheeseball, but whatever. But those girls, they ease into it. It's all at a measured pace. And over that 45 minutes, though, they'll both get off like three or four times each. It's just unforreal.
Mm.
Whereas man-on-girl porn tends to be like the typical, make out. Maybe the guy goes down on her for a second. Then she gives him a blowjob for like half the scene, and then maybe he does the titty hump, and then he does various positions, and then finishes like interface or whatever. It's like the stock thing, and it's usually around 7 to 10 minutes. And it's like the stock scene. It's so overused. Somebody needs to change that, switch that up. And that's you, Candy.
I need to.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should do a reality show about your quest for a new your first male companion.
Yeah, I don't know who it's going to be yet.
Well, if you need somebody with experience and someone that will be gentle and ease you into the process, let me know.
Okay.
We'll see what I can do.
All right.
I might know somebody.
Okay. Make sure he knows what he's doing.
Did I scare away Debbie? Is she gone?
I think she probably did.
Well, that's too bad. Well, there you have it. That was kind of abrupt, but that was Debbie Daly of the Debbie Daly Radio Show and the Debbie Daly Radio Network. You can check her out at debbiedaly.com. Yeah, we got a minute to go here. Wow, this is crazy. Hey, Candy, you want to stick around for a little bit?
I don't have some.
Yeah?
It doesn't matter, yeah.
All right, I'm going to play a quick tune here, adjust myself, and be right back with Candy in overtime here. For those of you who are not going to be joining us here in the post-game excitement, thank you for joining us, and we will talk to you again soon, probably again tomorrow night. Everybody listening out of the podcast, check out me and Candy here in overtime momentarily. Here on Disorderly Conduct on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Vince in the Bay. Disorderly Conduct. I don't even know if I'm recording now. Am I? Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Check, check. Okay, I think we're in overtime here. Candy, you're not there, are you? We lost Candy. Okay. I thought maybe she's going to stick around, but I want to thank her anyway for coming through. Candy and, of course, Debbie Daly of DebbieDaly.com and the Debbie Daly Radio Network, which I'm going to go check out and hopefully sign up and get to know Debbie Daly and her network a little bit more. She's got jokes, news, words, denial, drunk advice, UFOs, Steve, Reuter, old Reuter, good times with that guy. Sorry, I missed, cut the tail end of him on earlier, but definitely like to see him on the show again soon. Anywho's, thank you folks who tune in via the podcast, via the archive. I think we're going to wrap it up here. I thought we were going to have Candy hold over with us and go into overtime, but I don't know, sometimes people are a little intimidated by overtime, I think, because they're not being broadcast. It's like there's no witnesses. Like suddenly they're being cornered, and I don't know. People feel kind of weird about it, I think. But that was great. Great show. Debbie Daly, once again, a pleasure to have her on the program. Hopefully we'll have her on again soon. And, hopefully she will we'll check out her show soon. I don't know if she does her show daily. I mean, her name is Debbie Daly. I didn't even ask her that. She does her show daily. I'm sure if you went to DebbieDaly.com, you'd be able to figure that out. But, of course, I'm retarded and I can't.
Thank you. Very nice.
No, thank you. All right, well, I think that's going to wrap it up here. I'm going to close it out with a song that I uploaded today. I don't know if it's that necessarily a very new song, but it's a cool song. And it popped up in my iTunes earlier today, and I thought it was pretty fucking cool. I'm going to play it at 70% because I think it's going to be really loud. All right, this is Vincent the Bay signing off on another Disorderly Conduct program. Thank you and good night.
you very nice.